David Ford from the Alliance Party now. Good morning to you, David.
Good morning, Steve.
So, David, you're a former minister. Would you have expected secrecy around conversations you were having where civil servants were in the room?
Absolutely not. There would be occasions, certainly, when material would be considered confidential whilst it was going through the process of policy formation, but it was always an understanding that when policies were decided on, that full Freedom of Information Act applied and the documents were discoverable. There would have been different meetings, perhaps, I mean, certainly external meetings. There would have been a formal minutes, which would have been on the centralized computer system and accessible forever. Other less formal meetings would generally have been recorded in a notebook by my private secretary, she or he, and I would have been well aware that those would have been discoverable under FOI, even if they were not of sufficient importance to put them onto the computer system. So I believe that what Steve Aiken was saying about the civil service being broken may well have applied in some departments, but I believe it would be fundamentally unfair and unjust to say that that was the case in the Department of Justice when I was minister.
Well, David, if that's the case, then does that not make this even worse, that you had this erratic approach within the civil service where sometimes all meetings were minuted, everything was then up for at least the potential of a Freedom of Information request being processed, and meanwhile other civil servants were taking it upon themselves to suppress notes being taken, to prevent even the possibility of an FOI?
Well, you may have the transcript of what David Stirling said yesterday in front of you. He certainly did appear to be talking about embarrassment on the part of the two largest parties, the DUP and Sinn Féin. I mean, frankly, there are times when you do a Freedom of Information response and it is mildly embarrassing because somebody has put down a comment, perhaps, that such and such an outside person was aggressive in the meeting or whatever, and you would prefer that that wasn't released. But the reality is it is discoverable under the Freedom of Information Act, and in those circumstances, the DOJ released documents in full.
What would you say to the head of the civil service going forward today, David?
Well, I would say if there was a policy on the part of ministers from two parties that matters shouldn't be recorded properly, then it was the duty of civil servants to say that is not the way the system operates. Decisions must be recorded. Yes, of course, there will be informal discussions which will at times happen, which may not be considered. But if you're considering a policy matter, I mean, first of all, it would almost inevitably under the Department of Justice have been on the basis of a written paper to the minister, a submission, and that the submission would set out the details of an issue, the potential options to be taken, might recommend one of three or four options, and at the end, if nothing else, there would have been written on the bottom of it, agreed option one. So there was a clear record of the decision that was taken, the basis on which it was taken because of the evidence in the paper. That's the way things should be done. That's the way it appears that things weren't being done when people were just arriving into some departments, having an informal chat, deciding something, not ministering it, and then, as Nigel was at the caller earlier, would say, and in 6 months' time, who on earth would remember what the decision was?